Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. It's 7:46 on your 22nd of October, 2021. Man, this month is flying by. Just two weekends left, and suddenly it's going to be Halloween. Scary can be trying to fix your credit. That's something that can really spook people out. And a lot of people don't understand what goes into their credit rating, how that number is derived, and how much control they have over it. So Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, is here to help us decipher, understand, and deal with that credit rating, which can determine so much about what we can do in life, can it, Mark?
Absolutely, Dave, and good morning and happy Friday. And what you were feeling particularly flexible this week. You let Tommy off the hook on this Friday.
Yeah, well, you know, he just didn't want to deal with you this Friday. He said, you know what, I've had enough of that Rosa guy. I'm taking off, you handle him.
Twice a week, it's too much for him. I understand that.
No. Tommy just needed a little time, so I'm glad to be here.
That's it. That's cool. Dave, early in the week, he had somebody on as a guest, and I was listening, glad to catch the segment. It was somebody that had previously worked, if I understood it right, for the credit bureaus, and he was explaining some things, taking some questions from listeners on, you know, what is a bureau? What does it produce? It produces the credit report that's used by lenders that will be a critical part in determining whether you and I would get a loan or somebody applying for credit would get a loan. And he was explaining a lot of that, and it's learned something from him, even being in banking for so long.
Yeah, here you are, a guy that makes decisions on who gets loans.
That's right. And I was thinking of having a segment over like this week and next week, possibly if listeners wanted to text in. It's just what does the institution look at? How is it from our side of the fence? And I thought that would be somewhat educational for our listeners. And it's the bureau, when your credit report is being built over time, you're using credit that's going on a record. That record gets pulled. We call it a credit bureau report, and they have a very complicated formula that they keep secret because they don't want it manipulated. They keep that secret to determine what is the probabilities that you're going to be paying your bills on time. So it's almost like a default probability to the institution, to the lender. And that's where it's the responsibility of the financial institution to prove to the regulators amongst their own management, what are we doing to manage credit risk? Because it's an important thing. All of the other assets of the organization, the buildings, the chairs, investments, all of those things could be insured, but you can't insure a loan portfolio. So many times when institutions fail, it's because they just had too many defaults in their credit portfolio. So it's incumbent on all the institutions to say, well, we've got to use techniques that are widely acceptable. We have to pull information like a credit bureau, glean what the score is, understand what that score means, and apply it to our borrowing customers. So in essence, that's what the Bureau is giving the customer to them understand what their score is and what it means. But also, of course, the lender who is charged with the responsibility of manning that credit portfolio.
We're talking with Mark Rosen. I'm going to pause you right there, Mark, because we got to take a look at traffic. When we come back, we'll focus more in on what that credit score is, how you find out what your credit score is, and how it means what it means for your ability to borrow money, to buy a house, to buy a car, or to do just about anything now. Your credit rating determines so much about you. Insurance companies say it's the most important thing they look at when deciding who to insure and what to charge them for insurance is your credit rating. And we need to look no further back than the foreclosure crisis of a few years ago to see what happens when people are borrowing money who can't afford to borrow that money. We're talking with Mark Rosa, the president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Text your questions now to the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870. Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker, talking to the president of and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, Mark Rosa. Mark, if someone wants to get a mortgage to buy a house, a loan to buy a car, or financing to buy something at a store, what is the single most important thing they can do to improve their credit, to better their chances of getting the nod to do that, and the underwriters, who we hear so much about, approving that loan?
Dave, none of us drop out of the womb with a credit report, so it starts to build at some point in life. And my advice to anybody would be you can't start soon enough. And for people that are minors, it's like, well, a bank is not going to contract with a minor, and they can't. So what they'll normally do is piggyback on their parents' credit card. They would be an authorized user, but it starts to build their credit. It starts to be the activity on the card is reported to the Bureau. I've seen parents have come in with their kids that are minors, let's say a 16 or 17-year-old. Okay, we're going to get a separate credit card just for this. I'm keeping it separate from my other businesses, the parent. And it's a small limit, a couple of $100 limit. But it's, okay, when you get gas, use your credit card and then pay it off. Use your credit card and pay it off. The transactions start to build history. So as you're up, go
just get, don't carry a balance. Pay it off every month.
Ideally, you'd pay it off every month, but the product itself for a credit card is designed that it can roll over. I mean, that's okay, but you would have to make then the minimum payment. If the bank says, okay, you've got a $100 balance and the minimum payment is 30, don't pay 10, then you're breaking the agreement that you signed when you got their product. So that would be a ding on your credit report. So what any lender wants to see is a gradual increase in responsibility. If you're going from zero, I have no bureau experience at all, because debit card all my life, and that's a lot with the current generation. They're afraid of credit cards. They only use debit cards, but that's building no credit whatsoever. But then all of a sudden, I want a $250,000 house. The lender's going to say, I have no idea how I'm going to get there. You have no credit experience at all. I can't judge whether this is going to be a successful loan, or you biting off too much because you've never had the experience of paying something over time.
Right.
So it would be the credit card.
Start early, establish a history. For those of us who are well down this road, though, what can we do to better our position?
Just the main thing is to pay on time. It's not necessarily, I pay 5 days early. That's going to be not so much. That's not going to be the boost. Just pay on time. If the payment is due by the end of the month, you could pay at any point during the month up to the due date, and you're fine within that. I was surprised to hear that the average credit score in America is starts with a 7. It's like 700, 710. That's deep into A territory. A, B, C, D, E. That's where your credit report could lie. Anything over 680 is widely used or assumed to be A. So the other part that people are getting is they start to obsess over it. I was a 710, now I'm a 708. What happened? The world is coming to an end. No, you're fine. You're an A.
Mark Rosa, you're an A in our book, too. We'll talk to you Monday morning here on WWL. We appreciate the time. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker. If you got insurance questions, text them now.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.